How these controversies enter into every phase of human experience, how in every act of life he himself reveals the one or the other of the two antagonistic motives, and how, whether he will or not, he is even now deciding upon which side of the controversy he will be found. Now, the main theme of this passage is that we need to understand the issues connected with the great controversy. Are we developing the character of the Lamb or the character of the beast of Revelation 13? And we should understand that these two powers, the Lamb and the beast, are in controversy with one another. But she says in here that these powers that are involved with this struggle throughout history, that we should learn to trace their working through the records of history and prophecy. We should look at the records of history, compare them correctly with Bible prophecy, and the only reason we would be counseled to do that is because from our study in doing so, there is a reward to be found for us as we get to the end of the world. The Lord doesn't assign any busy work. In our next presentation, part two of this, we're going to look at some of the history that brings us down to our day in order to have just a skeleton understanding of the history of these powers that be. But in closing, I want to just emphasize one more thing that we've talked about a few times. And this is, we're going to read a passage from Review and Herald, February 6, 1900. We are aware that in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that the different types of metal, the head, the shoulders, represented different kingdoms. In that sense, they represented the political side of these kingdoms. But Sister White here points that that also represented religion. And one thing that we want to emphasize as we're coming to an end here is that these powers that we're going to be looking at, that we trace through history and prophecy, all have a religious and political aspect. But see if you can recognize this in this passage. The image shown to Nebuchadnezzar in the visions of the night represent the kingdoms of the world. While representing the kingdoms of this earth, the image that was revealed to Nebuchadnezzar also fitly represented deterioration of religion. Kingdoms have confederated to sustain a false Sabbath institution which has not a word of authority in the oracles of God. War and bloodshed are carried on by nations claiming to be Christian. The disregard for the law of God has brought its true results. I jumped over some there, but she notes that this sequence of metals in Nebuchadnezzar's image represent kingdoms, geopolitical empires, but they also